gentlemen, this is MGTOW Life, and welcome to another podcast. I guess you can call it a Christmas podcast, because that's what it is. having some weird thoughts, some weird feelings. I'm not sure what to do with it as I drive home from my sister's house this evening. And the reason I say that is because I watched Christmas show after Christmas show after Christmas show. And, of course, it was all tailor-made for maximum joy and good tidings and all these wonderful things. And it's difficult to know, you know, how realistic it is and how, you know, how current it is in today's times. And made me think for a moment. It made me think for a moment about Stone Weaver, and which is now the Rogers Channel. A shout out to him if you get a chance to listen to this podcast. But I was thinking about it, and when it comes right down to it, he had said that he wanted to enter back into the Matrix to go back on the plantation, so to speak. I can't give you his exact words. Don't quote me on that. But in a way, he wanted to put himself back into society, which I can understand it. I can respect it, and I can understand it. And the reason I say that is because I'm watching these Christmas shows, you know, The Christmas Story and Scrooge, and there is a digital one from Disney. I forget exactly the name, but it's like a long animation type movie. But and it makes a man, in a way, it makes a man miss when everything is perfect and society is perfect, and you know, the joy of being around a woman and family. And I say that because I do, in fact, miss my ex-wife just a little bit when it came to that. She always knew what to say and how to say it, even though she wasn't a very good cook, but her family was perfect. She had a stepdad and a mother that were in her life there her entire time. Her stepdad paid a lot of child support, so she knew and saw firsthand what that does to a man when you pay child support. Funny, that had no impact on me. Go figure. But, yeah, her family was welcoming and respectful and nice, and my ex-wife is not perfect. I know that I'm not. I'm not going to say that I'm perfect at all, because I'm not, but in a way, I kind of miss that. I kind of miss seeing my son, and I kind of miss, you know, going from house to house, either the day of Christmas, the day before, or sometimes the day after. It was different. We were together for 13 years, so you had a lot of Christmases and Thanksgiving and birthdays and just all kinds of family events. And it made me think about that when I was watching these Christmas programs. Now I don't have that. And to be honest, it sucks. I have to be honest. In a way, it sucks. Yes, I was at my sister's, and she had moved closer. She had some stuff happen, and she moved closer to me than she had lived before. So I was able to take my old car, you know, and commute over to her new house and spend Christmas. It was just her husband and her daughter. So it was kind of quiet, it was kind of simple, it was kind of, you know, it wasn't bad, it wasn't, you know, but it was nowhere near what I had become accustomed to, what I had become used to. And yes, I didn't give a topic, so I need to apologize for that, but I guess it's just the topic for this podcast. It's going to be Christmas memories. I guess that's kind of the best way to describe them. Well over a decade, almost two, of Christmas memories. And of course they weren't all perfect, but compared to what I'm dealing with now, it's, yeah, it's a big difference. It is. Now, of course, with all the positives, you're going to have the negatives, you know. I was with a woman that didn't like sex, that didn't like to experiment, that didn't like to please her man in that way at all. Didn't like to work, which is not a bad thing. Most women don't want to work. That's not uncommon, especially these days, you know. So we had those issues. She liked to spend money, didn't like to pay bills. So there was always that issue. And again, you know, it's nothing negative. I'm not trying to drag somebody under the bus. I would want them to do that to me if I had a choice. But yeah, there were some negatives, truth be told. But the positives were definitely there. And like I mentioned before, a minute earlier, the sex wasn't there, and that's huge for a man. That's big for a man. The sex wasn't there. And a lot of things weren't there. It transitioned into that. It wasn't like that right away, of course, but it definitely transitioned into that. But I did thoroughly enjoy being around her family, her extended family, because my family's tiny. And now it's even smaller. So, yeah, I miss that. I do. That's the truth. Would I go back to it if I had a chance? No. No, I wouldn't go back to it if I had a chance. The cost is too high. I was just speaking to my brother, and he was talking about the fact that a friend of his was married to his high school sweetheart, and of course now I'm going off on a tangent just for a moment, but my brother said that a friend of his was married to his high school sweetheart, and she picked a day and time and just cheated on him and divorced him. Now, they had been together for 20 years. Their only child was over 18, so he wouldn't have to worry about child support. But he would have to worry about alimony. But she did him a favor. She did him a favor and chose not to take him for alimony. How gracious is that? How unselfish is that? But now she wants half of his pension. Funny. She didn't put a dollar of her own money into his pension at any point, at any time. But yet she wants half of his pension. Wow. And that's the reality, gentlemen. That is the reality if you choose to interact with women. Are there pluses? Hell yes, there are. Are there negatives? Hell yes, there are. And those negatives can be financially crippling. Those negatives are huge. Half of his pension. And she was being nice. Half of his pension. If I had stayed with my ex-wife, who knows? Maybe nothing. Maybe nothing if I chose to get divorced next year, 10 years from now, whatever the case may be. I'm in my 40s now, so what if we were in our 50s? What if we were in our 60s? And she chose, and a day and time of her choosing, to leave for any reason or no reason. Now I'm financially liable to pay her. And everybody gets paid but me. No, gentlemen, I don't see how it's worth it. Do I miss the good times? Yeah, I know I'm bouncing back and forth, and I do apologize for that. Speaking about Christmas and, you know, family and ham dinners and turkey, whatever you happen to eat, whatever part of the country or whatever section of the world that you live in, there will be a feast of some sort. There will be some family time, and maybe some Christmas shows or you know, whatever it happened to be, each situation is different, but I do miss that. The cost is simply too high for me, and I'm only speaking for me, but the cost is too high for me to attempt to go back to the plantation with these Ewalts. All women are like that. I can't see myself going back onto the plantation hoping to find that diamond in the rough when it actually just doesn't exist. That diamond in the rough just doesn't exist. I will lose. I'll lose big. And I know that there's no way for me to talk myself into taking that level of risk on purpose ever again. I just don't see it. I really don't. But the good times, man. Shit. I'll be honest, the good times were something else. They really were. Until reality set in and the bills kept coming and the sex dropped away and nagging and all the negatives started mounting up. And I'm sure that I did some bullshit. I'm sure I had some anger issues or some kind of issues of some kind. I'm sure I did. Again, I'm not perfect, but I guess we both did it to each other. We were negative, and we didn't need to be. And the positives were amazing, but again, it's just not worth the risk. Shit. On a good note, as I'm heading back, it's 48 degrees, and it's supposed to go down to in the low 40s, which is extremely cold for Southern California. That's just end of the world kind of stuff. That's craziness when you're in the 40s at 7:49 p.m. and you're in the 40s. That's just absolute calamity, craziness. And by 3, 4, 5 o'clock next morning, I have to work tomorrow. But my sister gave me a space heater that has a thermostat that shuts off automatically. Now, that's going to increase my electricity bill a little bit, you know. I'm going to have to talk my landlord into fixing the in-the-wall kind of thermostat gas-fed heater that's been broken that I didn't want to bother with, that I want to tell her about until she raised the rent. So now I'm going to tell her about it, and she can fix that heater. But I tell you what, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, it's pretty damn crisp. It is pretty damn crisp. I won't have to worry about it. I'm going to have that space heater sit on the thermostat to keep myself warm, which is nice because in the 40s, it's just absolute craziness in Southern California. That's like end of the world kind of shit. Or at least it feels like it. It's not as cold as, you know, Mr. Elite has in Idaho. It's not. It's nothing like that. It's not. But, or Alaskan Bachelor in, of course, Alaska. You know, nowhere near that. And if I'm correct on this, Freaky Jersey Tales is on the East Coast. So, yeah, nothing like that. Nothing compares to that. Same with all of our content creators, like Quiet Earp. I think he's in Colorado. That's crispy. My ex-wife had some family in Colorado. That was a level of cold I hadn't experienced until that point. That level of cold would just stop you in your tracks. That was craziness. By being there in the snow, thinking, wow, how do people live like this? How do they do it? Is this even real? Oh, craziness. Colorado. Yeah, that's cold. That's cold. But I know that a couple of people, content creators, are in Texas. You're going to have snow. You're going to have issues. You know, you are. But I don't know. I'm kind of rambling. I just want to speak for a moment about the positives and the negatives and the reality of having relationships with women in this day and age. In my humble opinion, it's just, you know, biased opinion, but I think it changed about the year 2000, at least for me it did. And once I had a child, that really just killed the marriage, in my opinion. That killed it. It was a quiet death. I didn't see it coming, but having a child just killed the marriage. In some cases, it straightens it. But in most situations, it kills it. And in my particular situation, it killed it. So, yeah, I just wanted to ramble on about that for just a moment and talk about what I'm thankful and what I'm, you know, what's going through my head as I'm traveling down the road, thinking about Christmas and all the memories and stuff going through my head. The fact that I'm not able to see my son, and that I wouldn't be able to see him enough to make a difference in the first place. So I tell myself that even if I saw him as much as possible, it actually would make a difference. That's the honest truth. I know that Hammerhand deals with that, and I respect the man for doing his best to be a father, an absentee father at best. I know he's doing his best, and he had mentioned that his son was drifting away. That sucks. I just had to walk away, and that's my particular situation. I just walked away. Stop the call, stop the text. I just send my child support check each month. It's a lot of fucking money. It takes a lot of choices from me. But nobody asked me to have a kid. Nobody asked me to do the things that I did. Those were my choices. And I'll be responsible for those choices. That's just the way that goes. But yeah, just ramblings, gentlemen. I want to say that be thankful for what you have. And don't even think about committing suicide. Don't even think about anything negative, because it's... life's too short to check out unnecessarily. There's too much to enjoy. I really enjoyed the time I spent with my family tonight, even though it wasn't the same as what I used to have. But it's something, you know. I can definitely enjoy what that is, you know. But I would never think of committing suicide. I would never think about not taking care of my son in any way that I can. I would never think about doing that. I'm just here doing, you know, the best I can, living the best I can, and living life on my terms as a free man, as a MGTOW. Trying my best to help men, to talk to men, to share my stories, and hopefully keep men out of harm's way. Help men stay focused and build their lives on the new paths, on the new paths that they were given. So, gentlemen, I do appreciate your time. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. My little ramble about about Christmas and Christmas memories. But, all right, gentlemen, as always, take it easy.